my friend, and welcome to Fear Into Faith Global Bible Revival, where you know that we are on a mission to get 1 million people to read the Word of God cover to cover for themselves. I'm your host, Summer Day, and with me in the studio is Rick Renee. Hey, did you see what I did there?
Yes.
Summer Day, Rick Renee.
I love it.
Woohoo, it's a party.
I love it.
Welcome, 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 my friend. Glad to have
Thanks.
You.
It's great to be here. I love this Fear Into Faith. Here we go.
Thank you. Fear Into Faith Global Bible Revival. Well, welcome. Tell everybody a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Yeah, from, originally from Idaho, but been 35 years here in the Dallas area.
35 years here in Dallas?
Yeah.
Awesome. What do you do?
Yeah, so I have my own video podcast. So I go live every night, Monday through Friday, and then have a Sunday morning show as well. Teaching the Word of God. I love it.
Which is why you were so good on this show. I heard you. I kept listening from the other room. I'm like, this guy's got a voice, man.
I just love the Word of God. It's just so awesome. It comes alive, right? It's active and living, according to Hebrews 4:12, right?
Amen, amen, amen. Well, what made you say yes to this project? I think you heard about it like less than 24 hours ago.
It was. And then somebody said it was an opening spot. My brother said, hey, they need somebody to come and read the Bible. I go, well, that's... Right, it's my day off. I usually because I take Saturday off because I'm live on Sunday, and I go. But hey, reading the Word of God, that's not working, right?
Yeah, I love it. So, what got you excited?
Yeah, we really just like Hebrews 4:12 says, it was just it's the Word of God is active and living, and the more people that can actually read the whole Bible for themselves, you know, they're going to just grow so much.
Yeah.
So I'd really encourage that for everyone if they can just get through the Bible. I've done it 3 or 4 times now. I'm on my 4th time now. And it's just, again, it becomes so much of your life and it can just guide you and give you that the confidence that we need to really live for God.
Yeah, so good. Are you and your brother twins?
Nope.
I saw him walk in. I'm like, I think they might be twins.
Yeah, I love that, though, when you say that, because I'm the older one. So.
Nice.
Yeah. We talk about that all the time.
Working in your favor.
Yeah.
I love it. I love your passion for the Word. I always ask people, you know, what do you think it's going to be like when we hit this goal? Because I know we're going to hit this goal. We're going to get 1 million people in a year, which the last guy was like, that's too small. You need to start saying 1 billion.
Yeah, I love that. The billion of sore hog harvest they talk about all the time. But,
come on.
You know, just get 1 million people, though, just into the Word. I mean, the Word is a life transforming. It's a living and active Word that it will actually change people's lives, right? And and it gives you comfort and the peace that transcends all understanding. What so many promises there. To actually understand it is just a beautiful thing. And
Yeah. Come on. How long have you had this? You said it's a video podcast.
Yeah. So I started in 2018, so quite a long time where I was just doing it at night. I was a businessman, just really frustrated with the news and wanted to give the truth to the news. So I started a show, a podcast at night. And then at one time I prayed then, and people said, that was my favorite part. And I go,
was you praying at the end?
At the end. And then I started reading a Bible verse at the end, and they go, that's my favorite part. And then we started doing, okay, let's do Bible studies.
Yeah.
So we started doing that. Now we do praise and prayer twice a week after each show, and twice a week we also do word and worship with these beautiful music videos. I just love worshiping the Lord and teaching the Word of God now. And now I do that full time. So God turned it into a ministry.
Wow. So, when did you go full time?
Yeah, about 2.5 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Now people watch it and are like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
How do you go from just doing this little, you're a full-time businessman and just doing a little on the side?
Yeah, it was.
What happened to make it be able to go full-time?
Yeah, just learning the business, right? It was real exciting. It's just understanding what sponsors, you know, prefer. So I kind of went from just a hobby to a business where I could replace my income and do this full-time.
Wow.
And then it moved to a ministry. So it's a little bit more of a challenge now because it's basically a little bit more giving than it is sponsors. But I had great sponsors, just helping people get into gold and silver, helping people to get healthy with natural products, understanding what's going on with the medical cartel out there, and actually getting healthy, natural-type solutions to our health. And so those type of sponsors have really allowed me to do it full-time.
I love it. I want to talk a little bit more about the natural health solutions because before you came and you were taping, we started talking because my allergies have been bothering me, all those things. And Can you share a little bit about those products? You said there's a patch and it's got scripture on it.
Yeah, it was really just a huge blessing. We were on searching to say, okay, for my audience, and instead of going and getting other people's sponsors, why don't we create a company, an e-commerce company that can help people? So my brother and I got together. We created a company called QE Strong, Quantum Energy Strong. The reason we named it Quantum Energy is because we stumbled onto a beautiful, a brilliant men of God that were actually creating to where they could put these microscopic crystals on the paint of patches, and they can actually encode the Word of God on there. And as you know, I'm passionate about that, and it can actually also code intentions on there. So within an EEG, will show it, your body's made of energy. Yeah. It will connect within 5 seconds. And what's beautiful is it gets those intentions. And there's like Dr. Emoto study that shows a rice experiment. If you talk bad to rice or water,
yeah,
or talk good to something or pray, it literally has a physical effect on it. So what, as a man,
yeah, we talked about when I was a kid, my friend did a project, same kind of thing. I remember the plants in the backyard.
Yeah.
And for weeks, we were mean and we yelled at the plants over here and we spoke life. It's like Proverbs 18:21, right? Death and life in the power of the tongue. I didn't think this was going to work, but it was crazy to see that the plants that you did and the plants that you were, you know, speaking the life to and then the plants speaking death to, what happened?
Exactly.
These ones literally grew and flourished, and these ones literally withered and died.
Man, as man thinketh he is, right?
Yeah.
It's a big part of these patches is having those intentions just in the patch, in the connection to your energy, right? And then we also have a prayer guide that goes with them, right? So pain's our biggest seller because you know it works.
Yeah.
You have pain, you put a patch on it, the pain goes away. That is magic,
Amen.
Right? From a perspective,
and that's so much.
Magic's a bad word, I guess. it's the power of God.
I don't think magic's a bad word. We're taking that one back.
Yeah, okay.
We're not gonna let people steal that.
I try to get away from some of these things because I came to Christ later in my life, right?
Yeah.
29 years old, so it's a whole other story. But I just love how you can read the prayer guide each day, right? And it takes only a few minutes, and the positive intention, and so then you see it. You're seeing it with your mouth, and you're hearing it, and the touch of the patch. So you're using four of your five senses to actually do amazing things for people. No big pharma drugs. That's our heart. Let's get people off big pharma drugs.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, that's so much better than taking a Tylenol or, you know, worse, like a Vicodin or something that could be addictive.
Or opioids, yeah.
So something that could be addictive or can have all those side effects. And so I love your heart to get something natural. I've never heard of anything that also has a prayer to go along with it. I can't wait to check these out.
Yeah.
How do people get them? Do you have a website?
Yeah, QEstrong.com. And so you'll just see all, there's 15 different solutions out. We have some even for pets, right? Pep and pain, we call it, for pets. There's a Bug Beyond one that, because, you know, Bill Gates is talking about doing things with mosquitoes you want to get into. So,
it's a patch that helps repel bugs?
Exactly. Yeah, the same thing, same type of thing where you basically, the bugs don't want to be around you with the patch on.
That's cool.
Yes.
Come on. I got to try that.
Yeah.
And then what's another one?
Well, like the number one's pain by far.
Pain,
then you got allergy. And I love, I call the Holy Spirit card. It's for anxiety. So I wear that, and there's a sleep one. So those are two I use primarily. I don't have much pain in my body. Also, I don't need that. But I wear sleep at night, right? And then I just wear what I call the Holy Spirit card, which is, gives it the peace that transcends all understanding. That verse is there, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and is on the card, right? So we really tailored it toward what we knew the Bible verses that are applied to that condition.
Amen.
Right?
Amen, amen. I love that. Okay, we're going to pause really quick or take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
Kinky, curly, wavy, straight, no matter what texture of hair you have, your hair is uniquely you and can shine in its natural beauty, and you don't have to use harsh chemicals that hurt your hair to do it. Hair Rules has exactly what you need. Our non-toxic, nourishing blend of ingredients help you work with your unique hair texture and not against it. You've got beautiful and unique hair. It's time to start showing it. Visit ilovemytexture.com and treat your hair the way it deserves. Your choice, your hair, your rules. ilovemytexture.com.
Losing a family in the line of duty is a heart-wrenching, painful experience that no one could ever be prepared for. The emotional loss can be traumatic, and the financial setbacks can be life-altering. Blue Family Fund is a nonprofit organization that exists to assist the families of fallen officers and first responders. Our focus is to raise funds for higher education, scholarships for dependents of law enforcement officers and first responders. We are here for you.
Welcome back, my friends. We're here with Rick Renee and Summer Day.
I like that. I think that's fun.
Awesome.
We were talking about your business, your patches, all that kind of stuff, which is so awesome. You're like an entrepreneur at heart.
Yeah.
You like left the business world, you full-time on your video podcast, and then you couldn't help yourself. You just decided you had to start a couple other projects and stuff. Did we miss any of them? Is there any other entrepreneur stuff that you're doing?
Well, it started with a paper route as a boy, right?
Stop. Come on.
So that was the beginning of it all.
I had the same paper route. I think I was like 12 or 13
years
old.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Got to have
paper route was the best. I remember a guy would always pay me and then give me a bonus. It was a Green River soda.
Right.
I didn't even know what a Green River soda was, but it was always the coolest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your extra soda as your tip. So good. Well, one of the questions I love to ask people, and especially when I don't know anything about them, it's really fun to hear. I call it your God journey, you know, finding out when did God come into your life? Like, were you raised in a church?
No, well, I was Episcopalian. My grandma and mom would get us there sometimes, but I really didn't learn anything. I was bored. It was just not a good experience for me at all. And I pretty much became an evolutionist because as a 13-year-old, I'm taught by my science teacher that evolution's factual. Right. And I became an evolutionist. And what's really wild is when I was 29, I started dating a Mormon girl.
And just jumped from 13 to 29.
I know. Exactly.
Anything exciting happening there?
Yeah. Well, just not walking with God. Right. So I was a very successful business person and became a partner at Accenture. I guess it wasn't that yet. But I was on my way to a very successful business career and, graduated with an MBA at the University of Texas.
And just an evolutionist. God's not in your life at all. Not going to church.
Yeah, I just believed it. Hey, I believe you probably, probably is a heaven, but if you're bitter 50% of the time, then you're probably going to go to heaven. I even wrote that down when I started on my journey. But it didn't really start until I started dating a Mormon girl who wanted to make me Mormon. I did not want to become a Mormon because I saw the judgmental thing there that I grew up in Idaho with very judgmental people.
So you don't know I was born raised Mormon.
Yeah. I heard you say that earlier. So I figured that was a fair topic. So when we started dating, she was trying to make me a Mormon. I was trying to make her a secularist. And God made us both biblical Christians.
You know what's crazy?
It was awesome.
Is that... So we've traveled around 31 states. I've been to a lot of different churches. And what I've realized is, like, you know, God just judges the heart of the individual. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are like, well, I'm Lutheran or I'm Episcopalian or I'm Mormon or whatever. And, you know, what I've learned is the Mormons are so different depending on what church you go to. They might not have been as judgmental if you went down there. It's kind of like church. People are like, oh, I was hurt by the church. I'm like, well, what church and who was there and who were the people? I know some of the greatest people that are Mormons have got a heart for Jesus and act more Christ-like than some of the people sitting in the Episcopalian church or in the Lutheran church or the Catholic church.
They have great ethics, right? But I'm really big on, you know, my show and everything. We have to make sure we have the right God, the right Jesus, and the right gospel, right?
Okay, so 29, you guys both met in the middle, it seems like, became biblical Christians, age 29. Did you guys get married? What happened next?
Yeah, so God did a miracle, right? Bringing both of us to really...
And
really,
you did. You married her.
She went to BSF for 7 years, Bible Study Fellowship, and just became an incredibly beautiful mother. And
How long have you been married?
We have for 31 years now.
Wow.
And have two grandkids even now.
How many kids you have?
So two kids. So have a little 4-year-old grandson and a 2-year-old granddaughter. So I just am really blessed. He's a youth pastor, my son-in-law, and they were it was so awesome. They just moved back into the Dallas area, so I have both of them here in it's a beautiful time.
I love it. Love it. So good. You know, we mentioned your show earlier, but we didn't talk about how do people find your show.
Yeah.
We talked about how do they find your products, how do they find your show?
Yeah, the best place is to go to Rumble, because I can tell everything, I can tell all the truth there, right? And so it's, you just go to Rumble, go Blessed to Teach. It's Blessed with the number 2 Teach. So you also have a website that has everything and my links to, I've even created a Facebook-type platform for Christian Patriots. Called neighborhood.social.
Such a mover and a shaker. It's called what?
It's neighborhood.social.
Neighborhood.social. What's the website?
So my website is blessedteach.com, blessed with the number 2teach.com. There'll be a link to neighborhood.social.
Okay, awesome.
Neighborhood.social is the website to replace Facebook, basically, for Christian Patriots. Because
Stop. Look
yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we have. It's just like I've been canceled a lot. So
I asked you, I'm like, is there any other projects you've done? So let me get this straight. You started this little after hours, you know, after you're done full time business, you started this podcast, video podcast, and ended up going full time. Then you end up creating all these natural health products to help everybody. Then you're getting censored everywhere. Tell me all the places you've been censored.
110,000 subscribers on YouTube. That channel's gone.
Wow.
Another 45,000 on the second YouTube channel. That's gone. 48,000 on Facebook. That's gone.
Oh my gosh! So, you brought all of them.
Yeah. So we just try to tell the truth about news, and they don't like that.
Right? I love that. Yeah, like you're so, like, well, then I'm gonna start my own.
Yeah. So Rumble's been a huge privilege, and that goes to 15 platforms on that. It's on Frank Speech. It's on Bit Bradion with the Health Ranger Mike, and just great people of God that have all come together as Christian patriots.
But right? I'm just cracking up because what's your IQ there, sir? You're like, well, you know, I'll just start my own social media platform.
Yeah, it's just asking for the fruits of the Spirit the gifts of the Spirit from the Lord, right? That's one thing I love to teach, too. We have a platform to train Christians on just what their calling is and what are their gifts that they have, right? And I try to, we all get together in the neighborhood and we have Zoom groups together, separate rooms, because I know there's going to be a lot of hurting people that get woken up to what's going to happen and really see the evil of what's happening. And I believe there's going to be a huge revival, right?
There's still
And so we need to have a lot of groups to come in to support everybody. So our heart is to create all these groups on the neighborhood to accept all these hurting people and really help them, right, with a whole aspect of becoming who they are in Christ, right? Know what your gifts are. Get activated into the Christian community. Also, get deliverance when people need it. There's a lot of tax out there going on right now.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like, especially the last year, I mean, things are starting to move. Things are starting to move. People are starting to learn the truth. There's movies like Sound of Freedom coming out where people are starting to learn things. You probably don't know this, but part of our ministry heart is trafficking. So
we've
raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to help
That's awesome.
Trafficking, to build safe houses and stuff like that.
Good.
And I'll never forget talking to my dad about how I went front lines in Florida, and I knocked on brothel doors. I was going in brothels.
Good for you. That's action.
Well, that was not my gifting, and I was like, I am out of my comfort zone. But I was with a group of women that had all gone
good
out.
Good for you.
That had all gotten out and been saved, and that's what they do in their ministry is they go back in there. And I'll never forget telling my dad that, and he stops me. My dad's in his 70s, and he goes, what do you mean, Summer? I don't understand. Mm-hmm. He goes, there's brothels outside of Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Dad.
There's underground everywhere.
All over this country, everywhere. Mm-hmm. But they look like that little nice house next door. They don't have a big red light district sign or anything like that. I said, Dad, this is everywhere. And so that was a few years ago. But I'll never forget how my dad's like, how do I not know that? Mm-hmm. How do I not know these things are happening in our own country? So when Sound of Freedom came out, I'm like, Dad, you need to go watch that movie. And although it's all taking place in another country, you need to know that that's all happening in the U.S. right now. So
biggest demand here.
Things are moving, and people are starting to have their eyes awakened to the truth of a lot of stuff that's happening. So that's great. And I love that you guys are already prepared. You guys are preparing the soil, you're tilling the ground, and you're having the resources there for people that, you know, are going to be lost, confused, and hurting. So I love that. I'm going to pause you right there.
Yeah.
We'll take another break, and we'll be right back right after this, my friend.
Did you know that most skincare products today have low-quality ingredients that can end up doing more harm than good? Sofiel's pure, natural ingredients hydrate, exfoliate, and nourish your skin. Most people see results in one application. Our patented skincare formula contains only the highest quality, natural, plant-based ingredients so pure you can eat them.
Your skin deserves the best.
Go to shopsofiel.com and use code SOUL20 to save 20%. Get started today.
Cornbread, cobbler, ribs, pulled pork. Nothing says home like amazing barbecue. At Ken's Hardwood Barbecue, we have the best fresh savory meats, sides, and desserts perfected from four generations of family recipes. Voted Southern Arizona's best barbecue, Ken's Hardwood Barbecue is the perfect place for lunch, dinner, takeout, or your catered event. Come down and taste us today or visit kenshardwoodbarbecue.com and place your order. Your mouth will thank you. Visit Ken's Hardwood Barbecue now.
last time. I have to say it. With Rick, Renee, and Summer Day.
All right.
So good. I know we were
Thank you, Summer Day.
You've blown my mind. Every time I think I've learned a lot about you, I'm like, and then you throw one more thing out, like, oh, and then we also have these teachings. And then, oh, we also created our own social media network. And then, oh, we also, you are a man of a lot of things. I bet you have even more kind of in the works or next on the horizon. But I know during the break we were talking about how much you just love to teach.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of teachings, a lot of stuff that you've been doing or places that you teach at. I'd love to hear a couple of what are your favorite teachings or things that, you know, when you get in front of an audience and maybe you only have that one message or that one thing you want them to take away.
Yeah. So, by the way, that term, blessed to teach, comes from, like, blessed to teach, blessed with the number to teach, that is the website and everything. Came because I get blessed when I have to teach, because I have to go learn, right? And I have to summarize it, and I get huge blessings, and so that's what I've done with a lot of my courses. And one that I'd love to teach is the reliability of the Bible, right? And so you can go read all these books about how the Bible is reliable, and that Josh McDowell, Evidence and Edit Berg, but it's just complex, a lot of stuff. So I just break it down into three things and say TAP, right? Textual criticism, archaeology, and prophecy.
Okay, man, you speak and everything's over my head. What was the first one?
Yeah, textual criticism.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, so then, and this is why that's so important, because some people believe that, hey, the Bible has been changed by the Catholics. The Bible's not reliable. We can't trust it, right? Well, that's just not true. It's 100% reliable because why? Because of textual criticism. So what that means is that we compare the text of documents of antiquity. So by documents of antiquity, things like Plato and Aristotle, Homer by Iliad, all these, even the history of Rome, we don't have the paper copies because paper wasn't invented. They wrote it on plant skin or animal skin, papyrus, right, type of thing. And they deteriorated every 100 years or so, right? So you had to rewrite them. So obviously, the longer time it's been since the original person wrote, and that's one thing you look at with textual criticism. And the other thing is, how many copies do I have?
Sure.
And I can compare it. So if it's a smaller number of years, and I have more copies that actually agree, then I can have real good confidence of what the original writers wrote.
Yeah.
And the New Testament is by far the most reliable document of antiquity ever, by far.
Yep.
Because like Plato, 17 copies, right? Mm-hmm. And 1400 years. Same if you go look at Aristotle, you'll see 7 copies in 1200 years, right? And what's the New Testament? We're within decades, not 1400 years, not 1200 years, and not just 7 copies or 14 copies, but 24,000 copies, 5,600 of Greek, and then of all the other languages. So
You said 5,600 of Greek. I knew where you were going because I had heard. I had heard 5,500 was the number I heard of handwritten copies of the Bible before the printing press.
Exactly.
And you're saying that's just Greek.
Yeah.
24,000 total.
Exactly, of the New Testament. So we know what Paul wrote. We know what Timothy wrote. We know. I mean, not Timothy, because Paul wrote to Timothy, but we know what Luke wrote. We know what John wrote. So because of the textual criticism, the science of textual criticism, people saying that the Catholic changed the Bible is silly, because these things predate that way before 300 AD, right?
Yeah.
Because these were written like in AD 70, AD 90, AD 100, right? So we can be very confident that we know what the original writers wrote.
Wow.
That's T. A is archaeology. Over 100,000 archaeological expeditions showing that it's true history. So we know it's true history. And then the P is prophecy. It's a supernatural book. Why? Because you look at the prophecies, they're 100%. They're either all have come true or they're unfolding right now before our eyes. There's no false prophecies in the book. That's impossible. Nostradamus is like 3% accurate if you go really study him. 3%. The Bible's 100%.
Wow.
It's a supernatural book. So that's TAP. We know what the original writers wrote because of textual criticism. We know with archaeology that it's true history.
Can you explain a little more of the archaeology?
Yeah, archaeology. So what's beautiful about that is that for instance, a lot of critics would attack the Bible and say, Luke, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. There was no census that was taken back during this time, and the governor was this person, and then they'd have to go back to their homeland. Well, archaeological findings after all those criticisms found exactly that Luke was right and the critics are wrong.
They found
all the time.
They found the documents or they found the proof of
exactly. And then another one is like they say, oh, the Old Testament's false because it talks about the Hittites and the language. They didn't even have languages back then. Well, now you can go to some universities and study the Hittite language itself. So the critics attacking the Bible happens all the time, and archaeologically proves them wrong. It's true history.
Wow.
Right? They said that Nazareth didn't exist. So the New Testament can't be true. Now we know we can go visit Nazareth, right?
Wow.
So these are just the beautiful over 100,000 of these.
Yeah.
And then you could go do the magazines from archaeological, yeah. all these archaeological yeah. magazines. And every year there's new ones coming out,
yep.
right? Hundreds of new ones every single year. So again, we know what the original writers wrote because of textual criticism.
Yep.
We know it's true history because of archaeological findings. The archaeologists used it to find things.
Wow.
And P, prophecy, we know it's supernatural. It's the living and active word of God.
So good, man.
I love it.
When you talk, I'm like, my head's about to explode because you're saying all these things. And I'm like, yes, yes, yes. I went to Israel in 2018.
Ah, good.
And I remember when we were there, there was a lot of new findings happening.
Yes.
They had uncovered some pretty new stuff in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
They had just found the seal of Hezekiah.
Mm-hmm.
They literally found the seal of Hezekiah and some other stuff that was proving different
yes.
parts of the Bible.
Exactly,
so,
right. That's the beautiful part.
So good.
It's
true. So good.
Truth will find its way all
yeah.
the time, right?
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it. Okay.
The other thing is your authority in Christ, right?
That's yeah.
Because the foundation is, hey, the Bible is reliable, but what's that really mean to me, right? Well, what it means is that you have the authority of Christ that he talks about. I love just John 14:12, because it's Jesus saying in red letters, right? Right? He's saying, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. And you look at that and you go, he raised the dead. The blind will see. The deaf will hear. The deaf will speak. And the dumb will speak again. And we'll do the works of Christ. But he didn't stop there. He said, and greater works than these will he do.
Yeah.
And so how's that going to happen? Well, it's because he left to the Father. He says, because I go to the Father, and I'll send you the Holy Spirit. So we have the Holy Spirit in us. But we've lost that, the power of that. And
yeah.
we're getting that back. And now in these end times, he's going to use us in a mighty way. Those are the remnant and spending time with him. He is going to give you that power and authority. And so use your words. We talked about the words being your the death and life, right?
Yeah.
And it's even more than that when it's the word of God.
Yeah.
When Jesus is speaking through you. So that's why I implore you to get together with prayer groups and speak out loud. Call down the evil in the world.
Come on.
And call in the revival and the remnant
yep.
to come together in the bond of peace and the spirit of unity that the Bible talks about. It's an exciting time, and that's what we're trying to train in the Impactor for Truth training. Get in your calling mm-hmm. and then start using your authority in Christ in those gifts that you have.
So right? good. If somebody's watching this and they're relatively new to all this, what would be the steps, or what would you say if somebody's sitting there going, I want to walk in authority of Christ, but I don't know how?
Right. Well, one way is just go to blessedteach.com and take that class, right? It's
yeah.
like, it's a, what originally was these classes I was building like $300 or $400 as a business. Now it's turned to a ministry. We say, just pay what you want, right? Just
yeah.
Some people are coming in for $7 or whatever. It's a full 4-week online course that you can do it self-paced. But what it would show you, it would allow you. But the biggest thing I would say, even if you didn't want to take the course, just go take a spiritual gift assessment, right? That's the first step. Then remember, he loves to give you gifts, so ask for some gifts,
yeah,
right? Or getting more powerful in those gifts, right?
Yeah.
And then thirdly, start just walking in that calling, right? And that's where I think you need to get with other believers, because that synergy that you have, yeah. when two or three come together, there I am in the midst. And so that's how you can really start walking into it. Understand what your gifts are. Ask for gifts. I just love people when they ask for, I want the gift of healing and the gift
yeah.
of works and miracles, right?
Yeah.
And then you get, then let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's go do the works that Jesus did. And
so
I believe.
Good.
Yeah.
So good. I'm so grateful that you less than 24 hours ago just boldly said yes, came on out here. We pray all the time for who the Lord wants to bring on this project. It was mm-hmm. clearly that you were anointed to be here. So.
Oh,
so
I just love this fear and the faith, right? I say that every my broadcast. I've told you, right? It's like live by faith, not fear. Live by faith, not by sight. Right?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for watching. And I feel like that's our prayer for you today:
mm-hmm.
to live by faith, not by sight; to live in faith and not in fear, my friend.
Amen.
I pray that over you today. Pray this episode blessed you, mm-hmm. and we will see you next time. Thank you so much for watching. Woo! Thank you.